It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Senator John Bozeman, representing Arkansas and a member of the Senate Ag Committee. Great to see you.
I don't know how honorable, Tony, but it is good to be with you, and as always.
Well, pretty exciting week here in the Senate as we passed a Senate farm bill out of the Ag Committee. That was some heavy lifting.
It was. You know, the farm bill always has to do with regions. It's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. And so it's just a matter of trying to work out some of the kinks. And I think then you put it on the floor and try and all stay together and go forward. So, but I think everybody was pleased with the fact that it came out of committee. And now we've got some things we need to clean up. But I think overall, the fact that we got it out is a real success.
Are we looking at next week possibly having it on the floor?
I don't think next week, we're going to go to the appropriations package next week, which is real important, but probably the week after that. Senator McConnell is committed to getting it done and getting it on the floor, and I think Senator Schumer on the other side also is excited about getting on the floor and getting this thing passed.
We talk about Arkansas producers. Obviously, cotton is important. I guess the good news was that had already been taken care of earlier this year.
Well, it's interesting. Probably the biggest policy change that will come about in agriculture has already been taken care of in the sense of making it such that cotton will be able to participate in a meaningful way, so that they'll actually have a safety net. As you know, what we did in the past simply didn't work, and so we were able to already take care of that, and that's a good thing.
When we look at some of the differences between the House version, which still has not passed yet, and the Senate version, one area that really wasn't changed like the House side was the nutrition programs. How important are the nutrition programs to the overall scope of this bill?
The nutrition programs are very, very important and is the majority of the money. It's 80% of the dollars that we're talking about. Only about 20% actually goes to farm type programs. The good news regarding nutrition is that many, many millions of people are not participating now because the economy has picked up. We're blessed. We were able to pass the tax package, and we're in a little bit much, much better shape with the economy. So as a result, there's not as many people that need the program. In the House, they did some things pretty aggressively in trying to make it such that people were more accountable in using the program. And I'm certainly all for that and would support that. In the Senate, it's a little bit more difficult because, you know, we're essentially 50-50. You know, the numbers simply are not there to go as far as the House. So we're going to work hard and pass a good farm bill in the Senate. We'll go to conference. And then I think at the end of the day, we'll be able to realize some of the things that they did in the House and come up with a farm bill that people are pleased with.
I hear that one of the areas that you focus on and you really have a heart for is alleviating hunger.
No, I'm a co-chair of the Hunger Caucus, and sadly, there's just many people in our country that don't have enough to eat. One of the things we've really concentrated on is, we have programs in the school systems, that help with that and do a great job. Then summer comes, and all of a sudden, you go to a different system, and the rules that govern the summer programs go back to the 1960s. And so the world's very different now than it was then. So we're trying to work with that. We've had some success with the Department of Agriculture. And at some point, we'll address that with some legislation. But the good news is that there is a lot of support. We want the programs that we're doing, and we can be proud of the efforts that we're making. We want them to be beneficial programs at work. But there certainly is a significant group of people in our country that aren't blessed or just in hard times or whatever, that are having trouble.
This really works into maybe the final question for you, and this deals with trade and one country in particular, Cuba. What's happening on that front?
Well, we were able to pass an amendment yesterday with Senator Heitkamp that had to do with trade with Cuba in Congress. That was done by a voice vote. I think if we'd actually had a recorded vote, the vote would have been very good. There's so much politics involved with Cuba that it makes it a little bit more difficult. But Cuba imports about 80% of what they eat. We've got the cheapest, safest food supply in the world. They're just right there by us. So it makes no sense for us not to supply that. Myself and others have worked really hard to try and make it such that we could provide financing, not that the government backed, but individuals or banks backed companies. And so far we've been able to pass that in various forms out of committee, but have not been able to get that done on the floor. But it's something that we need to continue working on. Right now, we've got to have the attitude that 80% of our customers live someplace else, and we need to look for new markets. And there is concern about shrinking the markets that we have. We're working with the president. We support the fact that he's trying to strike good deals for us, but we need those deals struck. It really is very, very important. I think 40% of the farm receipts in Arkansas, the farm product is exported. And I think that would be true of most of farming throughout the country.
It's great to see you. Thanks for your work. Wish you the best the rest of the year.
No, thanks so much. And thanks, as always, for having me.
Again, Senator John Bozeman, representing the great state of Arkansas, member of the Senate Ag Committee on today's Agribusiness Report.